Good morning. We're Team Chayyadim, Chal Lamed Aleph, Sim Lamed Vav. Chayyadim says, "B'minchas Shabbos, v'tayna sibur b'minchas, amafta hu miminyan akruyim." So, in a case where you would have a maftir, tayna sibur b'mincha. So, b'minchas Shabbos in general, we don't have a maftir, but mincha Yom Kippur, you'd have a maftir. So, over there, we don't give the maftir a fourth aliyah. Because by Shabbos Mincha, the Tana Sibur, there only are three aliyahs, and you're not allowed to add on more aliyahs. So therefore, over there, we rely on the Ikra Pesach to be Paskin, that the Mafter can be one of the Olim. So he can be number three, the Shlishi, and also be the Mafter. So in that situation, Ein Omrim Kaddish, Allah Achar Shechnisu HaSefer Torah Behechel. So the Kaddish is not said at that point in time. There's no reason to say a Kaddish then. The Sefer Torah, the Kaddish is said later on. Now, Shabbos Mincha, we don't have Maftir, but why don't we say a Kaddish, at the end after Kriyas HaTorah? In other words, that which we say the Kaddish in between to be a Mafsik, that's only a question of why we position it at that point in time. But the general idea that you say a Kaddish is any after finishing any section of the davening, we say a Kaddish. Rashi explains that the reason why we say a Kaddish at the end of a section is because after we've completed something which is an act of a Kiddush Hashem, it's appropriate to pause for a moment and say a full praise to Kaddish Baruch Hu. So we say Psukkah D'Zimro, and then we say a Kaddish. We finish the section of davening called Psukkah D'Zimro, and we say a Chatzi Kaddish to take this Kiddush Hashem which we've done and sort of complete it. The actual source of this is the Gemara, which says that we say a Kaddish after learning. So there, Rashi in his Tshuva Sefer says that why do we say a Kaddish after learning? Because learning is a Kiddush Hashem. Learning is talking about the names of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the way the Bereshit expresses his Ratzon in the Bria. So it's only appropriate after we finish saying a Kaddish at the end of learning. After we've done an act of Kiddush Hashem of learning, to then take pause for a moment and say the Bereshit is great, and sort of complete the Kiddush Hashem that we've done through the learning by saying the Kaddish and saying Yemei Shemir Rabba. So the primary example of saying Kaddish in Halacha is actually not in davening; it was in after learning. The Kaddish which you say after learning is the example which the Gemara gives is the primary element of saying Kaddish. Then we took that same idea. And Rashi says this was already midinah the Gemara. It's not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara that we say Kaddish during davening. But there's one place in the Gemara which hints to it. The Gemara says that when we go into the Beis HaMedrash and the Beis HaKnesses, and we say Yehi Shmur HaGadol Mevarach, that we say that Rashi's great name should be praised, be Mevarach. So the Bereshit nods his head and accepts that praise. So it mentions Beis HaMedrash and Beis HaKnesses. So Bereshit says that they had Kaddish during davening Bizman HaGemara as well. So at the end of each section of davening, we say a Kaddish. So why don't we say a Kaddish at the end of Kriyas HaTorah, which is what we do. So for example, on a Monday or a Thursday, there's no purpose of saying the Kaddish because of a Maftar. There's no Maftar over there. But since this is the end of a section, we say a Kaddish immediately afterwards. So then the question is, why don't we say the Kaddish immediately afterwards by Shabbos Mincha? And that's what he's trying to address. So, we do not say the Kaddish until we put the Sefer Torah back into the Aron. So before we start Shemoneh Esrei, we say a Kaddish. Shabbos, Shachris in the morning, we do not do that because we're not allowed to be Masatin Geula and Tefillah. But in general, before we start Shemoneh Esrei, there's Inyan saying a Kaddish before the Shemoneh Esrei. So not only is Inyan saying a Kaddish at the end of a section, there's Inyan saying a Kaddish before we say Shemoneh Esrei. That's the appropriate introduction into saying Shemoneh Esrei. So, but we only say Kaddish and having said something beforehand. So, Shabbos morning, we'll say the Kaddish, and then we say the Haftarah, we say the Ashrei, and then we So you get the Musaf, there's what to say Kaddishah. But by Shabbos Mincha, Mincha B'Shabbos, the Tanasib Rishabim Ashri Karim Akriya, Im Kanein Kan Hefzik, there's not, if we would say the Kaddish, then there's nothing to say the Kaddish on before Shemoneh Esrei. Well, maybe we'll say the Kaddish before the Haftarah by Tanasib. So Shabbos Mincha, I understand. The Pesukim that we say when we prepare the Sefer Torah are not the same level of, they're out the Sefer Torah, not out the preparation for the Shemoneh Esrei. The Asher, which we say beforehand, is introduction into the Shemoneh Esrei. So we say Ashrei, we say Kaddish, we say Shemoneh Esrei by regular Mincha. Over here, the Ashrei was said already earlier, there's already been a Kaddish after that Ashrei. So there's nothing, if we would say the Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah, there'd be no Kriyas HaTorah, Kaddish to say before Shemoneh Esrei. So the only solution is to not say the Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah, wait until Shemoneh Esrei, put the Sefer Torah back, and then say the Kaddish, and that Kaddish is going back on the Kriyas HaTorah, and it's also introducing the Shemoneh Esrei. So that Kaddish serves two functions. So the fact that there was a little bit of a pause between the Kriyas HaTorah and the Kaddish is not a problem, even though we had the Mafkir between. The Mafkir is part of Kriyas HaTorah, Mikir Adin, and theoretically we said before that the Kaddish could be said after the Mafkir. So the fact that we wait to put the Sefer Torah back is not considered an interruption. And the Kaddish can be said over there as well. So that's the appropriate time. Achar Mafter, so we said the Kaddish after the Mafter or Shabbos Mincha. When there's no Mafter, we said the Kaddish after the Kriyas HaTorah, and after you put it back, and that Kaddish is going back on the Kriyas HaTorah, and also going forwards on to the introduction to the Shemoneh Esrei. We have one more point to talk about in Siman Lamed Vav, but we'll leave that for tomorrow, for the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.